The company has agreed to take back striking workers, but in its own sweet time and on its own terms. And it's also imposed, I'm now quoting from the Wall Street Journal, the company's imposed strict rules that sharply limit speech and conduct. Workers who are allowed back are not allowed to make references to the strike. They're not allowed to use words like scab or make critical comments on management. The gag rule, the company says, is designed to ensure a business-like environment in the workplace. Point is that workers are supposed to understand where they are, where they live, and under what conditions. Namely, they live under total tyranny, but it's private tyranny, unaccountable private tyranny, and the conditions under which they live are defined by the Stalinist commissars, who are very tough and not only design the conditions, but insist that they not talk about it. And if they do, they have no recourse because any defenses have been taken away by the capitulation and the rout. Well, they have a choice since this is a free society. They can watch their children starve and talk about management, or if they're sufficiently servile, they can be accepted back by the pure into the pure totalitarian institutions, which are run by Stalinist clones, commissars, who control their speech and their clothing. They're not allowed to wear T-shirts that might have something on them that suggests criticism of the company or management, and who also determine the rules under which they work and what they get for it. Wage and benefits go down. The work schedules are under the control of management, which is now allowed under the new contract to increase work as much as they like beyond 8 hours a day with no overtime pay. There is no amnesty for those who committed the crime of going on strike. In fact, the conditions are whatever the ruling tyranny decides, down to speech codes. Now, there are laws about this, which make it all illegal, but they've long been sent down the memory hole, so they're kind of just on the books.